Have you heard of the Texas bullet train? Either way, check out this video. I'm Charles Blaine and this is Texas Tomorrow.
Are you worried about your kids' future? You should be. You're listening to Texas Tomorrow with Charles Blaine. Join Charles as he talks about the people and issues that are affecting you and your family at the local level of government.
You might have heard about the plan to bring high-speed rail to Texas by connecting Houston and Dallas. Well, this plan has long been stalled, but a renewed interest from the federally funded Amtrak may be bringing it back. The idea isn't really new. A high-speed rail train between Texas and Dallas and Houston has been in the conversation since the late 1980s. But it wasn't until 2014 when a private company stepped in, hoping to model one after Japan's high-speed rail, started to move the project forward. The idea is pretty simple. It's that a 200-mile-per-hour train would get you from Houston to Dallas or Dallas to Houston in under 90 minutes. Faster than driving, easier than flying. So in a previous episode of Texas Tomorrow, we talked about the Texas Triangle, which is the region that connects all of Texas' major urban hubs by highway. And this region's expected to experience up to 40 million population growth by 2040. Well, the Houston to Dallas line is one arm of that Texas triangle, and that's exactly where they're planning on building this high-speed rail. But as this project was laid out, many property owners along that leg pushed back. Landowners who have been there for generations, many of whom were family farm owners or still are running family farms, objected to the line running through their properties. Many sued to stop the project, and they were temporarily successful. Delays ensued, and the project kind of seemed dead for a long time. Environmental reviews also added to that delay. But then proponents of the rail had some successes. In 2020, the Federal Rail Authority approved the project to move forward and granted its environmental review requests. And in 2022, the Texas Supreme Court granted eminent domain for the project. And they said that that could be used to advance it. And so simply put, eminent domain is when an entity is given legal authority to take private property for a public use. And that's exactly what happened here. So the project is currently expected to end up costing roughly $35 billion. But we know those final costs are always more than what they project. Cost overruns, delays, construction costs all add to the bottom line. A similar line in California was estimated to be $33 billion and ended up costing over $100 billion after its delays. In 2023, Amtrak decided to expand its role with the private company and help breathe new life into this project and start to get it to move forward. Then, because of renewed interest by the federal government in passage rail across the country, they decided that they were going to step in as well by granting acceptance into the Federal Rail Corridor ID program, essentially saying that this project could be viewed as one of the possible rail lines worthy of public investment from the federal government. And with acceptance into this program came a $500,000 grant to study the project. So some bigger cities in Texas, Houston and Dallas, of course, are in favor of the project. Austin and San Antonio are also in favor of it because ideally this would mean they would be getting one next or somewhere down the line. But the counties along the way, which would have little to no benefit, but all of the downsides of this project, are often opposed to it and have been since the start. Here's the thing. High-speed rail in and of itself works in many places. Rail in general does. If you look at the Northeast Corridor, rail is very successful, particularly in the areas between New York City and Washington, D.C. If you look across the world, you see rail successful in some Asian countries and European countries. But this project in Texas has been proposed since the 1980s. And there are allegedly countless studies and reviews showing the validity and the necessity of it. Yet no private company has moved forward with solely private investing to move the project forward. And that raises some questions. Why would it take such a massive federal investment to make a project a reality? They've been granted eminent domain for it, and acquiring land would have been one of the biggest impediments to moving forward. And the federal government is offering grants, yet they still can't find private investors to take over the project without public funding. And that should be concerning to everyone involved. And everyone involved means all Texans. Because assuming the federal government affords Texas Central the ability to do this project, whose back does it fall on if it fails? Ours. Who will make those landowners whole for having their land taken for a purpose that never materialized? Us. Either way, Texas taxpayers will be responsible for this project, whether that's through federal government funding or whether that's through state government funding. At the end of the day, it's all public funding and it all comes from us. And that's something that we desperately need to remember as this project moves forward, or at least as it tries to move forward. So I hope you took something away from this. And if you did, make sure you tell a friend, a family member, share it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you see fit. And make sure you tune in for next week's episode of Texas Tomorrow.